The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Dylan Ang. I'm Olivia Kui.
Hardly ever in our history have the stakes been higher than now. Those are the words of Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong at a lunchtime rally today, 4 days before Singapore heads to the polls.
The COVID-19 crisis is the most critical issue right now, said PM Lee, adding that Singaporeans can count on him and his party to lead the country through this difficult time. Mr. Lee also said that with the danger from COVID-19 still very much alive, the government knows it will have to take more difficult decisions and is ready to find more creative and radical solutions to safeguard lives and the economy. Fighting the COVID-19 crisis is something he says that the opposition has stayed largely silent about.
Urging voters not to be taken in by those who say that it is important simply to have more choices, Mr. Lee said that the People's Action Party wants is a strong mandate to take the country forward.
PAP's tradition of holding a lunchtime election rally, usually at the halfway point of the campaign, dates back to 1959. To this day, it's fondly referred to as the Fullerton Rally, named after the Fullerton Square site, where founding Prime Minister Mr. Lee Kuan Yew delivered some of his most powerful speeches. Now, in an exclusive interview with The Straits Times today, Progress Singapore Party Chief Dr. Tan Cheng Bock disagreed with PM Lee's statements in the lunchtime rally about the opposition's lack of proposals to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, he said it's the PAP who's distracted because of the election. Joining us to discuss PM Lee's speech is Deputy Political Editor Royston Sim. So Roy, PM Lee reassured Singaporeans, specifically saying, quote, "You have my word, together with my older colleagues like Teo Chee Hien and Tharman Shanmugaratnam, as well as the younger 4G ministers, I will see this through." Now that's a pretty strong statement, don't you think?
Yes, it is. I mean, PM Lee is basically pledging, you know, that he will steer the country through this crisis and that he will stay on, you know, till the COVID-19 pandemic has run through its course. And I think the reason he's saying this is because sometime back he had said that he plans to step down, you know, sometime by the time he turns 70, which would be in 2022. But given that the pandemic, you know, it is expected to last for at least a year more, possibly longer, depending on when there's a vaccine. So I think that's why he feels that he needs to come out and squarely address this issue of handling the crisis and to give people the assurance, you know, that he is going to steer the country through the crisis, that he will stay at the helm and that he will manage, along with the party's senior leaders and the 4G ministers, you know, manage the crisis and till it has seen its course.
Does it mean that the current crisis has actually disrupted the party's succession plans?
I think it's a bit early to say. It all depends really on how soon the pandemic ends. I mean, there are a couple of factors, you know, when there's a vaccine and, you know, if there's a vaccine, how soon is it widely available? And so, you know, if we are working on the time frame that the pandemic lasts for, say, about a year, then, you know, it might still be in time for him to step down in 2022. So it really depends. I think it's too early to say whether it has set back the succession plans. It really depends on the pandemic, how long it lasts and how long does it take for it to play out.
Well, Roy, PM Lee also talked about the 1985 recession, which happened just months after the 1984 GE. He drew parallels between the current COVID-19 crisis and what happened in 1985, as well as the Asian and global financial crisis and September 11 as well. So how much of that will resonate with younger voters, though, especially those voting for the first time?
I think he's brought up all these previous crises to show that, you know, he and the PAP have steered the country through many turbulent moments. So 1985 financial crisis, which I think a lot of the voters who are voting for the first time would scarcely remember. And that's why, you know, when he refers to that incident, he also went at some length to describe how the government at the time had handled the crisis. You know, he talked about how he chaired an economic committee himself. He talked about how, you know, they had to put in emergency measures. You know, for instance, they had to cut CPF contributions. And so basically, to tell both older voters and younger voters that, you know, this is a government that has seen through and weathered many crises and, you know, will be able to help steer the country through this one as well. And as for younger voters, I think it's also a sort of to help to bring them back to that time and to remind them that, you know, this is that the country had gone through these crises and managed to overcome them. And I think the other point that PM Lee, you know, had sort of sought to bring up in his speech was that, you know, the Fullerton rally, is a significant, is one of the most significant moments for the PAP in every campaign. And in his speech, you know, he this time round, you know, because of the pandemic, it's in a virtual setting, but he sought to illustrate, you know, that the where the Fullerton site is, you know, compared to when he had first held his rally back in 1984 and subsequent rallies, you know, the country, with each rally, the country has changed. And so, you know, in terms of physical infrastructure, in terms of how the country has grown, the economy has grown, he talked about, you know, the Marina Bay Sands. So it's to also, you know, illustrate to younger voters that, you know, in the space of, you know, 30-odd years, this is where the country has, how far the country has come, and, you know, to impress upon them that their decisions for this election, you know, will have a big impact on where the country will go, you know, in the next, for example, 30 years.
Mm. Now, Royston, besides what you just mentioned, you know, did Prime Minister Lee bring up anything else that stood out for you?
I think his point, he had a couple of broad points. One of it was, you know, his message to Singaporeans to not undermine a system that has worked for Singapore. Mm. I mean, a lot of the discourse around this election has been about, you know, voting in opposition voices as a check on the government. And I think his sort of counter to that is, you know, if you look at what's happening in other countries, you know, you have change of governments, people, opposition parties coming in, but that hasn't necessarily resulted in a better outcome. So he wants to, his message to voters is really, you know, to think carefully about your vote and what do you want and who do you want at the helm to steer you through. And I think his other point, you know, that stood out to me was his explanation about why the PAP is seeking a strong mandate, which is basically that, you know, the whole world will be watching, investors will be watching, you know, the country's friends and adversaries will be watching, you know, whether the country can sort of emerge from the election united and strong, or, you know, will people take away the message that, you know, it is divided and fractured. And so his sort of point to that is, you know, give the PAP a strong mandate so that, you know, we can come out of this stronger and we'll be in a strong position to deal with the crisis. Mm. I mean, that was one of the main political points that he had wanted to, you know, put across to the audience in his Fullerton rally speech today.
Mm. Well, thank you, Roy. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. That was The Straits Times Deputy Political Editor, Royston Sim.